Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Phoenix Room, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise tobacco on Main Street. On Main Street, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
Yes. In case you didn't know, we're on Main Street.
And today, we are smoking a new offering from CAO, the Fasa Sombra. So, real quick.
Sombra.
It's like a Lion King character. I can't remember which one.
Simba.
Yeah. So, the CAO has the Fasa, which is part of their New Age line. And they came out with the Sol and the Nox. And now they have the Sombra. What does Sombra mean?
Shade.
So, we had the Sol, which had a sun-grown wrapper.
Yeah.
We had the Nox, which had a Maduro wrapper, dark red.
It's Noche.
Noche.
Is it Noche?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm thinking of the...
LFT.
I'm thinking of LFT.
Let's reset.
Yeah, the Noche. And then the Sombra or Shade. And guess what it has?
You wouldn't guess. Ecuadorian shade grown. Wow.
Correct.
That's why it's called Sombra.
A shade-grown wrapper.
Yeah.
Looks
really delicious, though.
So, I hope you appreciate the sacrifice. I got the 6x60.
Nice.
I know you like the big ring gauge, and I think a lot of our listeners do as well.
Yeah.
I always go for like the
48s and stuff like
Robusto.
That.
Yeah, Robusto. So I thought, you know, we'll do the big one for you. So
thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No worries. Obviously, cigar show, we got to smoke cigars. Before we do that, we always examine the cigar, and, you know, we're about to destroy it, so let's appreciate it first. Yeah. And
there's some stuff already on mine. Look at that. There's some holes there. There's another one right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
This one made it through QC, man.
Huh. Yeah. It looks like that's almost like a pinch, like someone was trying to get this out of a tightly packed box or something. All right.
Exactly what it looks like, yeah.
It is, right? Mine is basically perfect. This looks like a Connecticut Shade Leaf, so I'm curious if it's Connecticut Seed.
Hmm.
We'll get into the cigar composition later, but I like the color scheme. I don't know. I think for me the graphic design is pretty mid, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really yank my chain, but this is a pretty affordable cigar, too.
Yeah. I mean, I get why that they chose this aesthetic here. Like, okay, I get the shade part. But it's like, I think it's the wrong color.
Maybe. The gold is really similar to the hue of the wrapper. Maybe too close.
Mm-hmm.
I love that color blue, like, in a bathroom. But I'm not sure what it's doing here. Do you see, like, the little holographic arrows in the background? Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of? The Hot Rod era?
I was thinking more like Art Deco 1940s train or something, or 30s train.
It's either or.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, they do have the, what's it called? The flathead line, so they're probably
inspired
copy-paste
from there. Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Interesting. Like I said, mine looks perfect. I can see a couple of flaws in your wrapper.
I think you're probably right. I think somebody fucked that up.
That vein is kind of shitty, but it is natural. You know, the leaf presents that way. That looks like someone trying to dig that out of a tight box, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it probably wasn't a QC issue now that I'm looking at it. I think somebody fucked it up trying to look at it.
I think you are correct. That wasn't me, by the way.
I didn't do that.
Possibly. It's a humidor secret. If you can't get the cigars out, what you do is you make sure nobody's watching, and then you slip out your pocket knife and just shimmy it down the side to get it out. Don't...
They have a tightly packed, like, it needs to be standard. You also got to put, like, a ribbon or something.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of companies do, but, man, I've been through so many.
Yeah,
sell it up. All right, so let's get these cut and lit. All right. Official... Oh,
We do have a foot band.
Yeah, I was going to say, the foot band, let's make sure we take that off. You're going to have a kind of shitty experience if you don't remove the foot band.
Yeah.
This is not designed to combust on purpose.
No.
So, also, while we're on the subject, little cigar lounge etiquette, don't put this shit in the ashtray, because someone's going to put their hot ash in there and catch it on fire and stink up the whole room like burning painted paper, which is what it is.
That was pretty cool, which is convenient. They did have a pull tab.
Yeah, the pull tab's cool. So, definitely. All right, it is time for the official cutting, brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And as always, we remind you to cut that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. I'm using my C-Card Design single blade guillotine open-ended cutter, and you've got your
80
ring gauge
Vertigo.
Good choice. This is a big freaking ring gauge.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and tap that cigar out.
And yes, I do have 80s at home, by the way. I think it was the... I have a couple Paybacks by Room. They don't make them. Or I think they just made a comeback.
The Payback, yeah.
The Payback by Room 101.
Yeah. So, if you're interested in what we're doing here, we call it the hand job. But if you're interested, pinned to our YouTube channel is How to Light a Cigar the Johnny Midas Way.
Yeah.
And basically, by getting all that loose stuff out, it can. It doesn't...
For the most part.
It can reduce... It can improve your experience by reducing... it gets on your tongue. Yeah.
By the way, I tried this the other day with another cigar. You can see how much... Remember we tried it with your glove?
Yeah.
So you can try it out with your watch,
too.
Yeah.
You can, on your shiny smartwatch.
Yeah, you can see all the crap that comes out. So.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. It is time for the official lighting, brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us. I will be lighting with my gold-plated dual flame, flat flame, ST DuPont side click butane torch, the Johnny Midas lighter, until I can get my new manufacturing project off the ground. And you've got what, the Vertigo?
The Vortex, yeah, the handy dandy.
Old Faithful. Yeah. And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. That is a lot of fucking tobacco.
Yeah.
And we mentioned a couple weeks ago, good luck not sucking the flame in and actually having this combust. I said 52. It might be a little higher than that, but not 60.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the challenges with a shade wrapper is it does char very easily. And you can taste it when you first light your stick up. So we'll let these burn down for a little bit. Interesting flavor so far.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So this is a new cigar, and we're sort of pre-testing it for you. I feel a little silly doing this because the MSRP on these is $7. Of course, that's before taxes and stuff like that, but it's affordable enough that you can test it on your own. You're not wasting a ton of money if you don't like it. But we've had a couple of expensive cigars in the last month, and it was time to go back into normal territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought we would preview this stick for you guys, the CAO Fasa Sombra. And a little bit about this stick as we sort of burn off the initial light char. The filler is Dominican Piloto Cubano and Nicaraguan Jalapa Esteli and Condega. So an interesting and fairly complex blend there. I like all of those tobaccos. However, I do think saying Nicaraguan Esteli is kind of like saying Texas beef. There's a lot of Texas and a lot of different kinds of beef there.
Yeah.
A lot of the Condega is similar. I think maybe it's a smaller region or more homogeneous. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Piloto Cubano, you know, Dominican. I typically like it. It's a little misleading as well because technically that's like seeds I smuggled out of Cuba and planted in the Dominican Republic. Yeah, but where the fuck did you plant them?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Right on the beach.
It's
right
a big, on the beach. Yeah, like, yeah. it's a big place. But anyway, the binder is Cameroon, which is a really interesting choice, with an Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper.
Cameroon?
Well, that's what they say is Cameroon. They don't say Ecuadorian Cameroon or something like that. They just say Cameroon. Really interesting choice. You know, Cameroon tobacco is pretty famous for its flavor and stuff, but mostly as a wrapper leaf.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how it's going to play with the rest of these tobaccos.
Yeah. Right? So far, it's not bad.
So, I've got it burned down enough. I'm comfortable taking some initial tasting notes. What's on your palate, El Fumo?
Like anise right off the bat. Like a really strong anise, mostly.
I do not taste that at all.
Really?
Nope. Not one bit. All right. So, let me go through what I've got. Buttered summer squash is the predominant flavor right now. You know how summer squash has a little bit of that bitter vegetable garden flavor to it? A little bit of that. Definitely a buttery flavor. There's a nutty component. The draw's a little too loose for me. Decent smoke output, but not as much as I would expect from a 60 ring gauge. I am double puffing a lot.
Yeah. What's that? I'm having issues with that sweet component as it's coming out the nostril.
I think it's cream. Cream. It's like sweet cream. Yeah, because it's not that sweet.
Yeah.
It's like a sweet cigar, but it's sweet like butter and cream and sweet corn, not sweet like fucking sugar.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I was confusing the anise. Not that anise is like super sweet or anything, but it's just like...
For some reason, it's just licorice. I mean.
Yeah, that's what I was... That what I was getting, but I might have been in the wrong profile.
I can see where you're getting the anise, actually. If I hold it in the back of my palate, in the soft palate, and then just do a like a sharp puff retro, there is a little bit of that. I wouldn't take it that far.
No,
but I can see where you're getting it. I really couldn't at first. I was lost.
But I'm getting that buttery component that you're putting out. Like butter and cream.
And dried grass or hay. Like a hay barn full of last year's grass, not fresh.
Almost sweet grass, too.
Yeah. It's really interesting. So, I will say the smoke is a little acrid, a little harsh. I can definitely feel it, especially if you retro.
Yeah, like in the back of the throat. In the throat, back. Like in the back, and then Tonsal as area. The...
Yeah, and as it comes out, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the Connecticut part.
Probably, yeah. It's surprisingly toned down for a shade, but it doesn't say what kind of leaf. It just says Ecuadorian shade grown. Yeah. I'm assuming it's probably Sumatra.
Yeah, usually CAOs like Connecticut's don't bother me. Because I'm not a big Connecticut fan. But, like, CAO's, like, got their Connecticut styled in where they're not crazy harsh.
Well, because it's not a Connecticut. Like,
yeah, right.
The Connecticut shade leaf does have a more bitter flavor than some other leaves you can grow under shade. All your shade-grown leaves are more bitter because of the chlorophyll. All right, so we mentioned before, this complements and finishes the trilogy, the New Age... Fasa. So, New Age is like a brand family.
Yeah.
Under CAO. And the Fasa is a trilogy. The Sol, the Noche, and now the Sombra. the notes that I had for ahead of time for the show, strength mild. Mm-hmm. I would peg it at like a 3 right now.
Yeah, I agree. It's super mild.
Flavor is mid, and I think you'll see as we go along, it doesn't change, and it doesn't change, but it changes enough, and there's enough components. I wouldn't call it a simple stick, and the body is light. So we don't talk about body a lot, but Michael Herklotz had a really good Insta the other week, the other month, actually, and I mentioned it last week, where he's like, you know, body is totally misunderstood. It's really just the feeling of the smoke in your mouth. Similar to wine, when they talk about body in wine. I'm like, all right, so maybe we'll add that back in and start talking about body. As long as you understand, full body doesn't mean strong, and vice versa. So the feeling of the smoke in your mouth is light. The texture of the smoke itself, to me, is a little bit like a cotton ball. A little drying, a little light, a little fluffy. And that's kind of what I have for the cigar. Anything to add on the smoking experience so far? And I'm 3/8 of an inch in, you're 1/2 inch in.
That, like, vegetable bitter kind of picked up.
Okay.
That's what I got going on. Other than that, I'm still double puffing. Like you said, normally with, like, a bigger ring gauge, I get a decent amount of smoke on one puff, but this one's kind of feeling like a 48.
I think it's just that the smoke is super light because I'm double puffing, but then when I exhale, it's like 2 puffs of smoke. So I think I'm getting a reasonable amount of smoke. It's just really light.
Yeah.
I think that's what... This definitely feels like a... Right now, it feels like a breakfast cigar or a beach cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Something where you don't want a real strong or, you know, impactful stick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say the secondhand smoke on it is a touch annoying. It's a little sharp in the nose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's super stinky. This isn't a get-dressed-in-the-garage cigar, but...
yeah, it's not stinky. No, lately a lot of the cigars we've been smoking, like the secondhand, isn't stinky at all.
Yeah, we've had some really... Which was the one where the secondhand was almost better than the first-hand smoke?
Oh, fuck, I do remember that.
Right?
I was like,
I'm like, whoa, this smells amazing.
I'd rather smoke the secondhand.
Yeah, like, I want potpourri like this. All right, it is time for socials and surprises. You are our marketing plan. Go ahead. If you think we create value for the cigar industry, like, share, subscribe, nice 5-star review. We really rely on you guys to get the word out because, frankly, the algorithms are a little bit stacked against us.
Yeah.
Because this is a frowned upon hobby.
Yeah, the algo hates us.
Yeah. So that's how you can help us out. And, of course, you can interact with the show, be part of the show.
Yeah.
Go down to the show notes, click the link tree, and from there, click contact us. That will take you to burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Eugene writes from Contact Us, enjoy listening to and watching your podcast. Keep it up. So thank you, Eugene. Of course, we know Eugene in person. Great, great guy. And hopefully we can have some of his smoked delight on the show at some point.
Yes.
Roger writes from burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. I really enjoy watching you guys smoke cigars I can never afford, but what about affordable cigars? You guys are all about value, so what are some world-class cigars that won't break the bank? That is the email of the week from Roger. Congratulations, Roger. This show is for you. So we are smoking the CAO Fasa. This is a lot of fucking tobacco for probably $8 for most folks. 6x60 Gigante.
Yeah.
And obviously an affordable price point at $8. And it's new.
Yeah.
So we may be smoking it before you can get your hands on it and do a little research ahead of time. But more importantly, that's the topic of this show. We're going to talk about the 5 best cigars under $10.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there's some argument whether we can keep it to just 5. We might have to do a sequel show.
Yeah.
But we do have 5 cigars we think you'll like that really are world-class cigars for under $10, which, hey, look, tariffs, inflation, all of that, under 10 is a good deal. You know, I think when we started the show, we would have said under 8, maybe even like
7
and below. Not anymore. Those days are gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Average Toro, $13.
When does show start? 20?
It's been a while. I think we're in 21, our third year.
Yeah, 20, either 2020, 21.
21, I think.
Yeah. Damn.
So, Roger, great input, and we listen to you, and we're going to do that today. But first, I think it is time for our first break, and when we come back, we will do our Wackiness Tip of the Week. You ready?
Yeah.
Don't go away.
Go away.
Tip of the Week with Angel Solorio.
Acid Blondie Petite. He's like, shut up.
I'm going to divorce you.
Yeah. But no, it's not that. All right, ready?
All right. So, Tip of the Week.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast with El Fumo. That is Tip of the Week. What have you got?
It's gone now, thanks. No, it's there. Anyways, so
just want everyone to know that our Tobacconist Tip of the Week is presented by a certified retail tobacconist.
Nobody cares.
Angel El Fumo Solorio. It's right there on the certificate. It even says El Fumo.
I don't think I even have it, so.
I bet.
It's in the trash. Anyways.
On a serious note, though, we really appreciate Angel bringing us this Tobacconist Tip of the Week every week. Good job. Keep it up. It's very useful for everybody. Yeah.
All right, so I actually
had
this...
What was the one that we were talking about last week?
Five now.
All right, we're starting the five list now.
All right, go ahead. I'll stop fucking with you.
So anyways, I actually ran into this issue over the weekend. I was trying to light up, and then, you know, a couple of the jets were, like, sputtering. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, for me, it's a simple issue now. I know what it is. So you talked about this, I think, last episode or two episodes ago. Watch when you're lighting your cigar, especially a bigger, like, your slit right there, you're not going to get any crap in your DuPont.
Right.
So, like, on this...
But you have this big fucking thing to catch all of the stuff.
And the way physics and stuff works, like, once those jets are off, there's, like, a small little vacuum, so it'll suck in some of that ash after lighting your cigar. So one thing you could do, honestly, is just get a Dustbuster that you use for your keyboard, whatever. Get that crap out of there. Turn this puppy on high just to burn out all that crap and then put it back to your normal level. You should be usually back to normal, good to go again. So
that is a great tip. Also, I've used a toothbrush. Just watch out for the wire. You don't want to mess with that.
Well, I can't get a toothbrush in that, especially because it has like the openings on the sides.
How do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth. Yeah, the toothbrush is too big.
If the toothbrush won't fit in there, how's it gonna fit in there? That's the size of a tooth, dude.
I have a big ass mouth,
but the tooth is that size. Yes. If it can clean a tooth, it can clean that.
Yeah, but you also have little openings on the bottom.
Have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't.
No, you have an opinion, and you haven't tried it. I've tried it. So you can use a toothbrush.
All right,
just watch out for the wire, so that you don't mess up the wire. This fucking guy. Also, if you're too scared to do any of that, you can also take it to your local tobacconist. Right, Tom?
That is correct.
So
another little tip, squirt some WD-40 in there and set it on fire. With a Bic or something.
Never tried that.
Not happening.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, that's a little sketchy.
I'll bet it does work. I'll bet I would burn the whole fucking place down.
Yeah, just a little. But that's all you need.
On a serious note, if you're having a malfunction, well, we've talked about this before. Mm. At least Tom Cannon is more than willing to fuck with your lighter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how many hundreds have you dealt with just working behind
a camera? Oh, yeah, a shit ton.
Yeah, so they get pretty good at it.
And if your lighter blows up while Tom's cleaning it with WD-40, he'll replace it for free.
All right. Thanks for that, Tobacconist Tip of the Week. We are smoking the CAO Fasa Sombre. This is a sombrero.
Sombrero.
we're smoking the Gigante.
The Gigante. Yeah.
6x60. This is an Ecuadorian shade grown wrapper over a Cameroon binder. And it's got Dominican Piloto Cubano filler along with Nicaraguan tobacco from Esteli, Condega, and Jalapa. So I would say an intentionally crafted cigar. That sounds like they put it together on purpose.
Yeah.
And so far, it's pretty enjoyable. This is definitely, you know, a lighter, milder cigar.
Yeah.
The bitterness is not too bad for a shade grown. I think it's perfectly acceptable. There's definitely some creamy nuts in there, like almonds, yeah. I think.
Something to note, too, because of the Vitola, this is definitely going to taste different than the whatever the next step down is in size.
Well, I think these only come in a Toro and a Gigante.
Do they? Okay.
So it's not that much different.
All right.
The Toro is 6x50.
That's so only 6x60. Yeah.
It's enough to make a difference, but yeah. Maybe not that much.
Yeah, but like that's something. Oh, that's also something to think about. It's like, you know, when you go to a bigger Vitola, and it's all the same cigar, the flavors are going to be different because they weren't intentionally made
more
for
filler.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, so you have more like filler ratio.
Like Room 101, they intentionally make, you know, their blends based off on a 70 to 80 ring gauge cigar. So that's
yeah,
supposed
big,
to
yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to taste that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So
it'd be a great opportunity to see the difference with the, you know, 20% more tobacco.
Yeah, yeah, smoke them side by side. So I will add, I'm an inch in or so, and the smoke output has improved fairly mm-hmm. significantly. But look at this from the side, how swollen it's gotten as it's heated up.
I see that.
It's got to be a 60, almost 64, if you compare it to where the band is.
Yeah.
But
actually,
the,
here, we'll do this.
Dude, that's fucking huge.
That is. Yeah. It's definitely 64.
Yeah. So, but the smoke output is much better. I'm still doing a little double puffing, but I think, like I said, it's because the smoke is so light.
Mine hasn't really opened up, though.
Yours has not.
Mine yeah, there's
has.
A difference. Holy
huge
shit.
Difference. Yeah.
Yours is bigger.
I know. Okay. Top five cigars under $10. Now, this can be argued over.
Yeah.
And you can have your own list. And we may come back in a week and do five more awesome cigars under $10. But I'm going with Roger's email. What are some world-class cigars that won't break the bank?
Mm.
And coming in at number five, only because it's actually a limited release. It does come out annually. The Punch Rare Corojo Elite. This is a 4.25x45. The filler is from Dominican Republic, Honduras, and Nicaragua. It has a Connecticut broadleaf binder with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Retails for $6.49. It's a delicious stick. And here's what's interesting. It does not have a Corojo wrapper. So I don't know how they named it the Rare Corojo. However, there is, like, the rumor is that it has, like, one sliver of Corojo leaf on the inside. And it's called Rare Corojo because the Corojo is so fucking rare in the stick. So Punch Rare Corojo Elite. Actually a good cigar coming out from Punch. It is a limited release in February of each year.
Mm-hmm.
So couldn't climb higher on the list because it may have limited availability. Coming in at number four, the My Father Flor de las Antillas Toro. Pretty decent chunk of tobacco, 5.5x52. This is a Nicaraguan Puro, and we're talking about the one with the natural wrapper. They did come out with one that had a darker wrapper that I believe was San Andres.
Okay.
It wasn't Nicaraguan. I know that. But the original was a Nicaraguan Puro. And it's bumping right up there at 950. This cigar scored a 96 in Cigar Aficionado when it debuted.
Hmm.
So probably worth it, I think, if you're into, you know, the stronger cigars. It's not, you know, super strong,
yeah,
but it's above average. And, you know, my father produces a lot of high quality stuff. It tastes to me like a Nicaraguan Puro in strength, right? Most of those are on the stronger pepper side. And that brings us to number three, the HVC Hotcake Leguito number 5. So you're familiar with the HVC Hotcake. And Leguito number 5 refers to the Vitola, which is a 6x54. This is the most tobacco that you can get in this list. It's also the most expensive.
Okay.
$9.95. So, depending on the taxes and where you're at, you're paying north of $10. But, squeezed in there. This is manufactured by Aganorsa Leaf. So, for those that may not be familiar, Aganorsa Leaf produces some amazing leaves, including wrapper leaves for Padron.
Okay.
And they have some really good sticks of their own that are much more affordable than Padron's. And they manufacture this cigar for HVC. So that's the first three of the top five best cigars under $10.
All right.
Coming in at number two, the AJ Fernandez Bellas Artes Robusto. So this is a 5.5 by 52. The filler is from Brazil, Honduras, and Nicaragua, with a binder and wrapper from Nicaragua. And it retails for $9. Fun fact, this is probably the most robust cigar on the list. Definitely not a morning cigar for most people. You know, this is an after-dinner, sit-down type of smoke.
Yeah.
Pretty well-rounded flavor, but strong.
Yeah.
And coming in at number one, the Arturo Fuente Hemingway Short Story, 4x49. Dominican Republic filler and binder with a Cameroon wrapper. Retailing for $7.50, so the second most affordable stick. It's not a lot of cigar, you know, 4x49.
Still an Arturo Fuente, though. That's pretty badass.
Well, it's an Arturo Fuente Hemingway, which, look, it's generally accepted that it's probably the best blend ever to utilize a Cameroon wrapper. It really takes advantage of the cinnamon spice flavor of the Cameroon. And it is delicious, and it is affordable. It is not as, you know, it's half as much tobacco as the HVC Hotcake, for example.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. So, Roger and all of our listeners out there, there are five great sticks for under $10 for you. Just to recap, the Punch Rare Corojo Elite, the My Father Flor de la Santillas Toro, the HVC Hotcake Liguido No. 5, the A.J. Fernandez Bellas Artes Robusto, and the Arturo Fuente Hemingway Short Story. So,
nice.
Five amazing cigars for under $10. So, Angel, I know we had a bunch of honorable mentions. I scrubbed about 10 cigars off this list. Tell me about a few more for folks to consider.
All right. So, I think you've smoked, well, probably not this one, but the Mark Twain The Press. About $4.56, so that would be my number five at the lowest. Very affordable. Thank you, Smoke That. Did you enjoy
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I've got to disagree. I thought that was a terrible stick. I think really? The Riverboat at $4.50 is worth it. Yeah, I didn't care for the press really? At all. It just tasted like a bunch of velado leaves wrapped together.
All right.
That's my
opinion. So there's that one.
It's not a world-class cigar. It's just an affordable cigar. That's my take.
All right, and then the Johnny Tobacco Nut. I think you've had.
Ooh, okay, yeah, that's a good one. That could be on the list.
That's another Connecticut that I enjoy.
Yeah, Matt Booth special.
Room 101.
Yeah. It's Boofy Baby. Yep.
It's a 5x50, about 9:30, so it all depends where you're at. Just a hair above 10 here. Definitely 9:50 at the one store in Hanover.
Yeah, yeah. No tobacco taxes.
Yeah, no tobacco. No premium tobacco tax.
No premium tobacco tax.
Yeah. No communist tax. And then you've had this one, DBL Amarillo, just at $10 over in PA, but not down here.
I like DBL stuff. I've got to be honest, I wasn't a huge fan of the Amarillo.
Really?
It just had too much.
Too light for you?
It was too light for me, and it felt like the cinnamon shaker lid got loose when they were making the filler. I wouldn't put it on the same list as the five that I mentioned. You know, it's a good cigar.
Yeah.
And also, honestly, I think it should retail for like $7.
Mm. All right. I think you'll like this one. AJ Fernandez Last Call.
Hmm. And yeah, it's small, but it's an AJ and
$7. Good. It's kind of like the Fun Day. It's like you're getting a world-class name under $10, so it's affordable.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to make that sacrifice.
And they sell.
Yeah, the Last Call. I think almost every tobacco shop I've been to has had them, and they're always either half gone or not available because they get picked up right away. And then another Room 101, it's been a while, Los Tatos. The Lux Maduro?
Can you still get the Los Tavos?
It's been about a year for me. I don't know. Have you seen it?
I'm not sure if they're still around.
Never even heard of it.
Really? Okay. So.
Okay. Some interesting picks there. I'll agree with the Johnny Tobacco Nut. I think that could go on this list. Maybe bump the punch off.
Yep.
I don't think the rest of those are world-class smokes, but they're value sticks.
Yeah.
And they're not bad. Tom, do you have a cigar you love under $10?
Well, and I'm going to tie it back into one of your picks. I'm going to say the Fuente Short Story Maduro, which is still one of my great cigar mysteries in life, is why you can only get one box once a year for what should be a everyday cigar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The Maduros, when you see them, pick up a couple, because you won't see them for another year.
Yeah, the Arturo Fuente Hemingway Short Story Maduro. So, my cigar palate evolves, and so do my moods. Right now, my favorite cigar is the Arturo Fuente Hemingway Clásico, which is a different size, Oscuro. Phenomenal stick, and I was not in this $10 bucket. That's like 17 or 18, I think. Phenomenal cigar. Love it. But, you know, a lot of cigar critics agree that the Hemingway is the best expression of the Camarín-wrapped cigar. They just nailed a blend that really highlights all of the Camarín flavors. And the fact that you can get one for under 10 bucks is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the short story, and it's short. You know, it's not as much tobacco, but it's delicious.
Right.
You know, and worth it. So, great pick, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah, Fuente's doing that with a lot of their stuff where it's like, you can only get so much for you. They're on allocation. That's basically what it is. They're on allocation for quote-unquote core line stuff.
It's kind of weird.
Well, but when you look at the prices, it's like, how are they making money? That's why it's on allocation.
Yeah.
You know, tell me the 858 costs that much to make. Give me a break, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a... What, Bellicoso? No. The 858.
It's kind of a long Corona.
Is it a Perfecto or a...
No,
it's,
I mean,
just it's, a Parejo?
Yeah, I mean, it's 6 inches plus, maybe. That's thin.
But the Hemingway, all of them are Perfecto. Probably, I think the worst expression of that is actually the best seller, because it's too fat to narrow too fast. And doesn't smoke great for me, from my experience. But all right, so there you go, guys. 5 world-class cigars under $10. Check them out, and of course, come on down here to Tobacco on Main Street and see what we've got on the shelves. You got fucking ash everywhere, dude.
I know. I dropped my cigar.
You're listening to the dulcet tones of Johnny Midas and Ash Lap on Burn Live Podcast. All right, you know, my mic has been turned the wrong way this whole time.
Whoa.
I'm probably not going to pick up anything. All right, so we are smoking the CAO Fasa Sombra, and I think it's a nice addition to the trilogy. Super affordable, like the other ones. I guess I'm halfway through.
Yeah.
You're a little behind me, but close.
Yeah.
So, update on cigar experience, tasting notes.
When you ask my lap real quick.
Hey, Crotch, how's the cigar?
That's funny. Very right, bitter.
While you're
yeah, no, it was very bitter on that retro hell. Did you try it?
I need to. So there's a really significant change.
Yeah.
Like, notable change right here, where the sweet cedar suddenly popped. All of a sudden, there's cedar in here. The bitter's not terrible. But it is astringent.
Yeah.
You ever, smelled witch hazel?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, some witch hazel in here. And this sweet cedar. The hay has gone to the back a little bit. There's still, like, butter on it, though.
I'm getting more, like, grass, though. Like, field grass, not, like, regular lawn.
That retro hail is getting strong.
That's what I was like, dude, like, that... My left nostril, it fucked it up.
I don't know... I wouldn't use the term bitter, though. It's not that bitter, but it's fucking strong, dude.
That's what I was like, holy shit.
The smoke is still acrid enough that
See, you're feeling... That's what I wasn't coughing because it was like I went down the wrong hole. It was just like...
Yeah.
It got... That's a strong-ass smoke.
That is a very enjoyable flavor, though. Like, the flavor has improved, I think, kind of significantly over the first inch.
Yeah.
But it's harsh. The smoke is a little harsh and acrid. Probably just, I would love to throw one of these in my humidor for a year and see what happens. Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah.
I think if you were, like, retro only, I would peg this strength at, like, a 5.5.
Yeah. Well, I'm at a 4 right now.
Yeah.
I'm at a 4. Oh, I got a little mouse hole. See what happens there.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time for our second break.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we will do the cigar news of the week with Al Fumo.
With no interruptions or commercial breaks.
Cigar News of the Week with Angel Solorio.
Alright, News of the Week brought to you by El Fumo.
What, are you gun shy now?
No, I'm just waiting because for you to jump in. Alright, so this news I shared with you this last week. It's kind of not really hot off the press, but I don't know that everybody got the word around because it's like very, very confusing. Straight from Steve Sacca. You might have heard this. Somebody acquired a shit ton, almost all of the number one from Dumbarton. And so he is not selling it the normal way. Well, he's not selling it like the normal way tobacco shops would get.
Let's back up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think our listeners understand. So the Dumbarton number one is not sold in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
It's sold overseas.
Yep.
Somebody got a hold of a large quantity of stock.
Yeah.
Somehow consolidated a bunch of stock.
Like, almost all of it, yeah.
And they're selling it in the U.S.
Yes.
And Sacca's not involved and kind of doesn't approve.
Right. But it's out of his hands because it got bought already. So, tobacco shops can buy it, but not through him. And those cigars are also not warrantied through him. Because he's not the one selling them. It's whoever this person was. He didn't name them because obviously he doesn't want to get in that.
Well, it's got to be a big, some kind of big conglomerate right. to be able to afford that.
And I don't
that
think it was Davidoff either, because it would have been obvious.
Yeah.
It's somebody who has a shit ton of money that's a conglomerate over there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's just the big thing. If you see it on the shelves here in the U.S., they're going to be a little expensive, and then, like I said, for the tobacco shops, they have to jump through hoops to get... They'll probably have to buy it at a wholesaler, and it's going to be expensive as shit to sell it, you know?
Yeah, I think I'd buy one if I saw it, because you can't get them here.
Right.
You know?
It's just, that's just one thing he was trying to put out there, like, hey, this wasn't me.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, you can't get them. Don't call me.
Yeah, stop calling me.
We're not going to warranty them.
Yeah, he literally did say
because they were all, you know, they followed the whole export process.
Right.
To Europe. Now they're imported back in.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, this.
Looking like paying triple
entity,
taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this entity figured it out, and they're doing it the right way. It's still kind of a dick move, though, I feel like.
Yeah. All right, next on the list.
What about the Perdomo release?
Oh, the Legacy. Yeah, they had their release party in New Hampshire, of all places.
Well, Two Guys Smoke Shop. They
yeah.
had a pretty close relationship with Perdomo.
So
they launched it there.
Yeah, the Legacy. I shared the pictures of the party with you.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't look like all Perdomo products. It doesn't really look anything different. It literally has a regular Perdomo symbol, and then
it
just
like
says
Perdomo.
Legacy on the bottom, Connecticut.
Which is good.
Yeah.
You know, they've got brand clarity. Maybe a little too much brand clarity,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, we won't judge them too harshly on that.
No. For us, like, seasoned smokers, we know. But, like, say you're a new guy, and you literally go and look at the Perdomo shelf, you're like, what's the difference? They all look the same.
Yeah, they've got this weird thing. They want retailers to display, like, you know, they basically have three wrappers.
Uh-huh.
Your Maduro, your Sun Grown, and your Connecticut.
Yeah.
And they want, like, here's the Habanos, here's the 10th anniversary, here's whatever, like that. You know, like a
3x4 or 3x3, yeah, something like that. And, you know, they have all the studies to prove that people buy more if you display them that way. But I would contrast that with what West Tampa Tobacco is doing, mm-hmm, where they have colors.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a Spanish name you can't pronounce, because we sell cigars in America.
Yeah.
How do you say this one? I want that one. No, it's just a color, mm-hmm, and they really stand out. It's like black, white, red, not purple. You know, you can't really confuse them. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair, you know, it's not really a criticism, but...
Yeah. Because you have
the... They do kind of all look the same.
Yeah, you have the Perdomo, except for the numbers. It's like you got the 10th, 20th, and 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Lot 23s in all three wrapper leaves, plus, what, three or four Vitolas each? Mm-hmm. And then,
although the Habano box looks different from the anniversary boxes. Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
But anyways, yeah, that's what would be confusing as a new smoker.
All right, so band test on the real band. Again, it has a little flap. And it is glue. It is over glued. It is on the wrapper, but it did not damage the wrapper at all. So, not bad, General Cigars. Keep up the good work. Anything else on the news front?
Yeah. So, Padron is releasing a Hammer and Dream experience. Only one place has them available. The tobacconist of Greenwich.
Greenwich? Connecticut?
No, it just says Greenwich. So, Greenwich. It's either probably Connecticut or...
Well, the one in Connecticut is pronounced Greenwich.
Yeah.
It's spelled Greenwich, but right, it's Greenwich.
Kind of like Greenwich Village in New York as well, even though it's Wich.
I think it's always pronounced Greenwich.
Yeah. Okay. so it's only available there. I don't really have the details, but it's like, if you're a super diehard Padron fan, that's where you have to go there.
This is how we play together. It's like, you tell me how to pronounce the Spanish, I tell you how to pronounce the English.
Yeah,
we fit together that way. Yeah. So what is it? Like, you get, it's like a smoking experience?
Yeah, and then each box is $7.50. So,
of what? Is it a special cigar?
It's like a, like I said, it's not much, it's like...
They're not giving you too much
details? Yeah, it's like, it's not, it's just like, oh, here's the story. I guess it's like the whole legacy in the one box.
So is it like a bunch of different sticks, or no, it doesn't say anything?
This is all I got, man. They're like, fuck you, you gotta be there, or be square.
So, an exclusive cigar known as the Hammer and Dream, official launch in June, hosted by Tobacconist of Greenwich, and Jorge Padron will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, no cigar details.
Yeah, they've got the story of the Hammer. We all know about that. So, Hammer and Dream, right? Yeah. Makes sense.
He was getting hammered on that boat.
So, there's 510-count boxes of each wrapper. And $5.90 per 10-count box.
Yeah.
So $59 a stick. A little steep.
Kind of Padron-ish. That's normal for Padron, though. So it's like, eh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, but no tobacco details, though. That's
like, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's like, I want to know, though. All right, so.
If he's there, it's going to sell out.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, how often do you get to meet a Padron? So Aladino 85 Aniversario Reserva Camp Aladino is releasing. I know you're an Aladino fan.
Yeah, Aladino makes some pretty good sticks.
Kind of a cool box, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's got like a... That's like a Buick Beetleback.
Yeah.
It's not a real car. I know my car is well enough to know that's not a real car. They did steal the fucking... that's a Buick 8 grill on it. Cool. I think it's a Buick ripoff. That's cool. That's really cool. And it's school bus yellow.
It's cool. It looks like a taxi, honestly.
You know what they call that color in the car industry?
What do they call it?
Child molester yellow.
No, they don't.
They do.
Why? That is so weird.
I don't know why. If you buy like a yellow Corvette, that's what they call it in the car industry. Child molester yellow.
That's weird. So anyways, it's a Honduran Puro. So, just pure Honduran for those.
Interesting. Ones. Okay. Yeah.
So, they're not actually bad. A 5x50 is going to be going for $17.50. The Toro 6x52, $20. So, it's approachable, honestly. So,
yeah, I'm guessing that they grew all the tobacco.
Yeah.
They got that farm out there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, by the way, feature a 1961 Buick owned by Julio.
Interesting.
So, you were right. You were right on the money.
Yeah.
This guy does know his cars. So, yeah.
The artist needs some help with the fender flares. But,
yeah.
You know, I'll cut him some slack.
So, yeah, that'll be cool to pick up.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for that Cigar News of the Week. It is time to wrap up and rank this cigar, although I still have the final third to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my assessment. This is mid-complexity. Mm-hmm. It's not complex. It's not a flavor changer. But there's enough difference that it's not a simple cigar. Fair? Mm-hmm. All right. And why don't you give me some tasting notes?
So real quick, that middle, and I think it's the same for me and you, that midpoint was strong as shit on the retro, and it just, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, just like a drop. It didn't even subtly go.
Yeah. Yeah, agree. So that's where they put the Esteli, was just one little in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Rare Corojo. It's like, that's the one little sliver you get.
It's like, Esteli Ligero.
Yeah.
And it's like just one right in the middle.
Well, I guess it's so big, you're like, well, if you're falling asleep smoking this. Wake the fuck up. Well, anyway, what did you call it? The summer butternut squash?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the main lingering flavor note that brought everything together. So I'm still getting that the whole way through.
I've got much more of a toasted cedar now. But it's like you stuck a cedar plank, you know, on the grill and buttered it. And it kind of tastes like that.
Hmm.
I really do like the creamy, buttery flavor that's kind of been present. It's only offset by the harshness of the smoke. I really would like this to be aged a little more. I do think the acridity, I just made that word up.
Yeah. We still haven't, nobody's confirmed that, by the way.
I've confirmed it. It's acridity.
Okay, it's acridity.
The acridness of the smoke, I do think it's related to age or lack of age on the tobacco. And, you know, for fucking $7-$8, you have to cut your costs somewhere, and having tobacco not making money sitting in a barn is one great way to raise the price.
Yeah.
Right? So I would be interested in aging this for a little bit. How'd you do?
Oh my god, it wasn't even me, dude.
You take a whole bunch of...
Oh yeah, I did.
Mine was totally glued to the wrapper, right, but I got it off without...
I'm glad I did it, because that's going on the points.
Yeah.
That is a chunk.
That's a big chunk, yeah. Mine was over glued as well, but came off scot-free.
It is fruit pecking, but holy crap.
No, it's glue. Look.
Is it glue?
Yeah, look.
Oh, wait.
See how it's...
Oh,
see
yeah.
The gold.
Yep. Okay.
The fruit pecking has that, like, clear blue
color.
Yeah. All right. Time to rank it. So, presentation... it's not bad. We don't have the box here. I didn't buy a box. We just have two.
Maybe six or seven?
No, it's not above average.
No. Okay.
Not for me. It's like a four. I mean, it's okay.
All right, fair. I was being a little gracious there.
Yeah, five is average.
Yeah.
You know, one is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
One is like a Havana Q.
Yeah.
You know, 10 is like the Legends.
Oh, with a string in the middle of it.
With a strength. Well, that's construction. I think four is fair. They put an effort in. It's not offensive, but it doesn't grab me or knock my socks off.
It's kind of straight to the point, I guess.
All right, we'll do a four on that one. Construction was pretty good. We didn't have any burn issues. The smoke output was decent. It was obviously, you know, a bunch pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You did get a big chunk of wrapper out. You also had some holes starting out in yours.
But I'm not going to count that against them, because I'm pretty sure it's...
What about where it popped? Is that from taking the band off?
Where? Right here?
Yeah, we'll go
right there. The wrapper.
Yeah, that's me taking the band.
Mm.
It wasn't from smoking.
So what, 2 points?
Yeah, 2 points for that.
So that would come in at an 8. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good. So that brings us to price. This is a lot of tobacco for an MSRP of, I think for the Higante, it's $7.50, $7.49.
Fuck, man.
It's
a 9.
I don't know, because there's not enough to go with it. You know? Like, this is a value equation, so it's not a cheapness equation.
Okay.
Right? So, I'd say the flavor's fine. Presentation's fine. This definitely doesn't ring my bell. There's nothing about a cigar where I'm like, it makes me feel special.
Or like
I want to smoke it again.
Yeah, daily.
Super delicious. You know, it doesn't really have, it's just mid to me.
It is a good breakfast cigar. It's light enough and it'll wake you up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But to offer a cigar this much tobacco, and it is a good cigar, it's not trash.
No.
I think 7 is probably fair. You know? What do you think?
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. So that brings us to flavor. I'll be honest with you, not my wheelhouse. So the acridness and the bitterness, both not my faves.
Yeah.
You know I'm a medium cigar smoker. It's just, we just looked at another 750 stick, which is the Fuente Hemingway Short Story. It's half the tobacco.
Yeah.
But I would buy two of those before I bought another one of these. You know? So, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the flavor. I think it's worth the smoke. I think people that like a mild or a shade-grown wrapper.
It's not off-putting, but it, like you said, I'm not running to the...
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not off. There's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing great about it or even, you know, good about it either. And I would definitely like to taste one of these after letting it sit in my humidor for 3 months.
That'd be a cool experiment.
Yeah, I might do that.
For that price, it doesn't hurt to get another one and just let it sit.
I guess I'm probably a six for flavor. Five or six.
Yeah, I agree. Six.
Six?
Yeah, because for me, it's light. I'm a Maduro smoker.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, so that brings us to experience. The good thing about this is if you want a lot of tobacco that will last you a long time and you're on the golf course, this is the one.
You don't
mind if you drop it in the grass.
Yeah.
I mean, you might mind a little, but $7-$8, come on.
I'm not gardening with it, though.
No, probably not gardening with it.
I can grow with it.
I might take it fishing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind if it drops in the water that much. I'm going to curse, but it's not a big loss.
Right.
You know, it's not a special cigar, and it's not an expensive cigar. It is way too much tobacco for a dog walker, but you could walk your dog with
it. Yeah, you could.
You know, and then finish it or not, or whatever.
I'm crazy enough to try that.
I think the main drawback to those kinds of experiences is you do have to burn it for 15 or 20 minutes before it's really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that first 3/8 of an inch was really sketch.
Yeah, we got to prime it.
Even smoke output, you know, wasn't there. Definitely could watch a football game or something like that.
It'll last you all game.
You know, it's not, definitely, I don't think it's heavy enough for an after dinner stick, but it could be a breakfast cigar. It's too long for that. You know, it's too much. But you can smoke some of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's your day off and you're like, I'm taking this to brunch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a hobbit today.
Let's try an experiment. We'll go to an Oriole game since they have that smoking section out in the outfield.
Yeah, yeah.
And smoke it. See if it'll last the whole game there.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be fun.
It's an Oriole stick. You know, it's not nice enough to give somebody. I think it's a great stick to have in your humidor for
when
folks come over and you need a decent cigar that's affordable.
Or like a here, try this cigar too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. So I just have a 5 average for experience.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It's not 5 for being terrible again.
No, 5 is average.
Mm-hmm.
10 is outstanding. 1 is I wish I hadn't smoked this.
We can end that cigar, but.
Yeah. And it starts with Lars.
Lars.
Finish the thought.
Yeah.
So that brings the total score for this CAO Fossa Sombra Gigante to 30.
Yeah, it's
so
respectable.
It's respectable, holds its own. I think my wrap up for this would be for folks that are looking for an affordable stick that they can smoke for a long time and they like Connecticut's.
And just to try something new.
Yeah, this is a stick for you.
Yeah, this is definitely an experimental stick.
If you're the kind of person that likes to smoke different cigars, definitely pick it up because it has some pretty cool, unique flavors. You know, and if you're not that guy, why are you listening to the show? You only smoke your Padron 3000 series or whatever. Then just go smoke that. You know,
or fun. You're a bookie that's constantly sweating and drunk and only smoke Havana Qs. It's not for you.
Yeah, yeah, if you're the sweating, drunken, Havana Q-smoking bookie. I feel like you need to see a therapist, because that comes up a lot on the show.
It does. But
this is the certified retail tobacconist drawback, is having to put up with people.
Well, we shouldn't have... Well, there's the other thing. We shouldn't have had to deal with that. I mean, you've talked about this.
Okay, that sounds a little victim to me. My God. No, but on a serious note, if you do like trying different stuff, I think this is worth it. If you had to put it next to another cigar for flavor, Do you have one that comes to mind?
Yeah, the Law 23 Connecticut. Honestly,
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I was thinking the Perdomo Law 23 Connecticut has a similar flavor profile.
Yeah, it's so close. It's weird.
Yeah, it's just a much smaller Vitola.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so man, that's what we got for you today on Burnline Podcast. We really enjoy you guys. Thank you for following along and the emails. Keep it up. We have got we're going back into the high end next week. We're dipping into the Alma de Cielo.
De Cielo, yeah, man. That just released too.
That dropped. Also a new drop, so be sure to check us out next week as well. And
pretty approachable too on price, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
most of
all the Alma days are above 20, right?
Yeah, but like half of Plasencia's line is actually approachable, which is crazy for how good that tobacco is.
Yeah. I think so. I'll give them kudos for that.
Yeah.
You know, they're making money, but they're not, you know, raping anybody.
Not under 10, but under 15.
Yeah, something like that.
If it was under 10, it was definitely on the list.
CAO Fasa Sombra Gigante, Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper over a Cameroon binder with fillers from Condega, Jalapa, and Esteli in Nicaragua, as well as Dominican Republic and Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
So very intentionally put together cigar and came in with a final ranking of 30. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.